Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I love the show, and I'm glad there's finally a worthwhile morning show to listen to in the morning. I'm going to make this as short as possible. I got involved with this man at the age of 17, lost my virginity to him at 18, married at 21, found out he was a no-good dog with no ambitions. I know 4 years to figure out he was no good. Forgive my stupidity. And now going through an annulment at 22, which has not been finalized as of yet. The thing is, I'm used to getting it on the regular. And I've been separated for about 5 months.
Mm.
I feel I have no choice but to wait until the divorce is final to finalized to find a friend, which will take about 6 months to get to know someone, and not to mention HIV AIDS testing before there are sexual encounters. I've been very moody, don't know what to do with myself. I'm not a fan of taking care of myself because there's just nothing like the touch of a man. Should I do? Seriously, yours truly, confused and sexually frustrated.
Don't help us, Shirley.
I'm going to do my best here. Dear confused and sexually frustrated. Honestly, I don't know what to tell you.
What?
Okay, I really don't. But I am going to say this. I'm not a big fan. It's not my letter.
Okay,
I'm not a big fan of jumping from one situation into another. I am glad you're waiting until after the divorce is final to find, as you say, a friend. I could be wrong on this one, but in the letter, I picked up that you're preoccupied with sex. And sex is a beautiful thing. I mean, we all will agree on that. It's a beautiful thing in the right setting with someone you love and care about. It is oftentimes, but sex is really not supposed to be so casual. It just isn't, especially for most women. So I think she was turned out at a really, really young age, and now she thinks that's what it's all about. I just think that a relationship, sex should grow out of a good relationship, not the other way around. Don't put sex first. Put the relationship first, the two people first. That's the way I think it should be. And I, you know, just to clear up some of the confusion, because she's confused and sexually frustrated. So clear up some of the confusion. Put the sex in its proper place, and then you won't have the confusion. Steve?
Subject, confused and sexually frustrated. Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, Carl. I love the show. I'm glad there's finally a worthwhile morning show to listen to in the morning. I'm going to make this short as possible. I got involved with this man at age 17. Lost my virginity to him at 18. Married at 21. Found out he was no good dog with no ambitions. Now 4 years later, I figured out he's no good. Forgive my stupidity. I'm not going through an annulment. And now I'm now going through an annulment at 22, which has not been finalized yet. The thing is, I'm used to getting it on the regular, and I've been separated for about 5 months. I feel I have no choice but to wait until the divorce is finalized to find a friend, which will take about 6 months to get to know someone, and not to mention HIV AIDS testing before we are sexually encountered. I've been very moody and don't know what to do with myself. I'm not a fan of taking care of myself because there's just nothing like the touch of a man. What should I do? Seriously, you're truly confused and sexually frustrated. Shirley gave you some great advice. Mm-hmm. I could do a million jokes, but since you're young and I got kids this age, I find it hard to play with people on this subject right here. But, you know, I don't understand the confusing part. See, the only part of this letter that I see clear is you sexually frustrated. I don't see where you're confused at all, unless Shirley says you're confusing what comes in the proper order. You need to find a friendship and have sex later instead of trying to have sex and hopefully they turn out to be a friend, which makes good sense to me. So seeing as how the only confusion I see in this letter is you're confused about who you're going to get and how long it's going to take to get them. That's the only confusion right there. You have a time frame set up with how long it's going to be before you get some, which means, like Shirley said, you're preoccupied with sex. You need to get a grip on your little crazy self right quick before you do something else stupid. You need to ask yourself some questions. What do you want to be in life?
Hmm.
You met this boy at 17, got sexually active at 18. Now you overheated at 21. You're getting annulment at 22. What do you want to be in life? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Do you want to be a news lady? Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to own a business? Do you want to go to college? Why don't you think about what you want to be instead of what you can be to somebody? You got to get your life in check. You can't spend your life being a sex object for somebody and ain't got yourself together. Being sexy is fine, but being a when you stupid and sexy, it just gets you into a bunch of trouble. Get your life together, young lady, and find out who you want to be and what you want to do with your own life. Quit worrying about sex. Anybody can have sex. It ain't nothing. You can buy it. It's people out there just giving it away. It ain't nothing. Trust me, you making way too much out of this moment. You just make it too big a deal out of it. Anybody can have it. It's available on the internet. You can get in a chat room. They got stuff. You can buy it. You can get a call girl. They got escort services. Sex, what are you talking? Get your life together. At 21, nowhere in here has love been mentioned. You didn't love him. You ain't trying to love nobody. You don't want nobody to want you for you. You just want somebody that can scratch that itch. And that right there gonna get you in trouble. You in trouble now. You're already talking about an HIV test after you meet somebody. The hell is you talking about? A little girl right here, you could be a beautiful woman. You could grow into something. Focus on being a beautiful woman instead of being a sex object. What is the matter with you? Where's your parents? Where's your mama and your daddy? Have you told this to anybody that's an adult? That's what I'm telling you, man. Parent, you got to talk to your kids. Because this could be your child writing this letter. This is crazy right here.
It really is.
You know, I almost thought she was white because I don't know no black people got a null miss. I don't even know what that is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.